Welcome to episode 169 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. My name is Brian Lofermento, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about what it means for you as a Wantrepreneur if you're feeling stuck or if you're feeling lost, or maybe more popular than that or more common than that, what it means if you feel like you're not making any progress and when it feels like life just keeps on getting in the way. And when I say life, I mean your full-time job, I mean life in general, your obligations, your responsibilities, errands, you name it. We're going to talk about what that means for you in your journey and how that is actually helping you move forward. I'm excited about today's episode. Let's dive in. I've said it a million times before, and I'll say it again. I think I might have the coolest job in the world because on a daily and a weekly basis, I interact with so many entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs from all across the world at very different stages in their journey in all different industries. It's so cool for me because from my vantage point, I get to see all of the things that go on inside entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs' minds. And on top of that, that's all added to my own personal experiences over the past 10 years. It's actually pretty crazy that this year I celebrate 10 years as an entrepreneur. I started my first business in June of 2008. So crazy looking back on the journey. But today's episode was sparked from a real-life conversation that I had with someone who's still very much in the wantrepreneur phase, which is fine because we were all wantrepreneurs at one point or another. I mean, quite simply, you are not an entrepreneur until one day you become an entrepreneur. And one day you start taking massive action, you run a successful business, but that doesn't happen by mistake. So I'll tell you a little bit about this conversation that I had with this particular entrepreneur here in Los Angeles. She's really incredible. Her heart is in the right place. She's super driven, super determined. And we were hanging out in Marina Del Rey, and she said to me, she said, "Brian, I almost feel embarrassed to tell you this, but I have not been making any progress in my business. It's not because of a lack of want. It's not because of a lack of desire. It's not because of a lack of work ethic. I'm really embarrassed to just admit that it hasn't happened for one way or another." And so we started talking about it much more in depth, and she revealed to me that her job is really getting in her way mentally, time-wise, life-wise. Her job is very intensive. She travels a lot. She manages a large client workload, so she's always on the go. She's always answering her phone. She's always on call via email. So she has a very crazy work schedule. And she said to me, and it's something I can totally relate to, so she was being very hard on herself, but I said, "Hey, I totally understand it. Don't be so hard on yourself." But she was really hard on herself and said, "You know, this shouldn't be happening. I'm not making any progress. This is killing me. It's making it even worse." And the one thing that she said, which I totally agree with, is that her job is taking up space in her life. And that's a very real concept. It's a very real notion where if your mind is clouded with a million different things, then there's no space for you to think about your own business, or there's no space for you to be creative, or there's no space for you to do your best work because you've got a million other things on your mind. And so that's why I don't talk about meditation very often here on this podcast, but that's why I think meditation is so interesting, because it's not about not having any thoughts at all. Meditation is about acknowledging the thoughts that are in your head and then letting them glide away. That's what meditation is all about. So these things, unless we let them glide away, like what you do through meditation, they take up space in our heads. They take up space in our lives. They take up space. And you need space in your head in order to grow a successful business. So she was being very harsh on herself for not having this space to work on her business. Now, that space doesn't just mean time. And I think that's partially why she was so down on herself and hard on herself, is because she said, "By the time I get home from work, I just want to unwind and watch some TV. Or when I go on vacation," she was just in Jamaica a few weeks ago, and she goes, "It's not that I don't have the time. I mean, I was on vacation. I brought my laptop. I fully intended on doing the work to launch my own business, but I just didn't. So it's not necessarily, when I say space, it doesn't necessarily just mean time. I mean, your job may take up more space in your life than it does time in your life. Because let's face it, let's throw time out the window. We all have enough time. Every single person on the planet. Even if you work a full-time job, you go to school at night, and you've got two kids, you still have enough time. Now, do you have an abundance of time? Maybe not. But you definitely have enough time to commit 30 minutes here, an hour there. To work on your business. And those 30 minutes or hour blocks, they add up over time. So it's not that you don't have enough time, it may just be that you don't have it in abundance. And so when this entrepreneur was so hard on herself, I had to stop her at a certain point and say, hey, what you're doing right now, don't sit here and apologize to me and get down on yourself because you haven't been making any progress. Because guess what? What you're doing right now is making progress. The stuff you're going through in this very moment that makes you feel like you're not making any progress, this is the progress that you're meant to be making right now. And so in your own life, in your own journey, this is me. And I know I don't always give you a free pass. I know that very often on these Mindset and Motivation Monday episodes, I'm very direct and very straightforward with you about getting past your BS and your excuses. But today is my episode, my chance to tell you, hey, the stuff that you're going through now, as long as you're continuing to make forward progress, that is progress. And if that progress means clearing space in your life and doing what you need to do to build a foundation that you can work from moving forward, that is progress in and of itself. So this particular entrepreneur, and I asked her, I said, what are you going to do? I understand the situation. I understand that your work is taking up a lot of space in your life. What are you doing as a result of that? And she said, I'm applying for jobs. I'm interviewing for jobs. I'm going to find a different job so that I can then start making progress in my business. That's progress. That is progress right there. But there's one giant disclaimer that I want to throw into this episode. This stuff doesn't happen by mistake, and it doesn't happen on its own. Space doesn't just clear itself in your life. It's on you to be self-aware and to do something about it. One of my favorite quotes, it's one of the simplest quotes in the entire world. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. That's it. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. This entrepreneur, I told her, I said, you don't need to be that down on yourself because you are making progress. Maybe you're not making progress on your business right now, but I would actually argue that you are. You're making progress in your life, and by doing that, it's going to set you up to start working on your business. But, this is the giant but, it takes that self-awareness to say, wow, this is what's going on in my life. This is what's taking up space in my life. This is why I'm not able to work on my business right now. It's because of these things. And then after you have that self-awareness, the other side of the coin is doing something about it. So she could have just sat there and said, hey, I've got golden handcuffs. I'm making really good money. In fact, she told me she's making six figures in her job. It's a really cool job too. The actual work that she's doing is very cool. She's working with super high-end brands, deep in their marketing campaigns, helping them become global enterprises. But she knows what her goals are. And she says, no, I am taking action. I'm looking to get out. I'm looking to find a new job because that's going to clear space for me to work on my business. That's progress. Does she have a product or a service all planned out and created? No. Does she have new customers and clients? No. Is she making tangible progress that way? No. But by acknowledging that what she's going through right now is part of her progress, is part of her journey, it's going to free her up to do extraordinary things. So for you, no matter what's going on in your life right now, just ask yourself, am I making progress? Because you might not be. I'm not saying that everything is making progress. Because sometimes, quite simply, if you don't take action, the time just passes and you may or may not be making progress. So for you personally, I invite you today to start thinking about, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? And whatever it is that you come up with to answer that question, what's standing between you and that right now? And I don't mean, let's say you want to grow a $10,000 a month business this year. What's standing between you and doing that? Well, a lot of things. But let's talk about what's, for example, a lot of things as in, you don't have customers and clients, you don't have a product or service planned out, you don't have a marketing funnel, you don't have ad campaigns, blah, blah, blah. There's a million different things standing between you and that. But what's standing between you and starting to take action? Is it your full-time job? Is it your time management? Is it that you have to take night classes so you don't have time to work on your business? What is it? Because until you know what's the true barrier that's staring you dead in the eyes every time you sit down to make progress, then you won't be able to move past that. Just tackle that problem that's standing directly in front of you. That's the progress you're meant to be making at this moment in time. If you are getting down on yourself because you still don't have any customers or clients yet, I'm willing to bet, and this is me giving you an alibi, I'm willing to bet that there's something else causing a blockage that's stopping you from doing that. Work on that blockage. Remove that blockage. That's the progress you're meant to be making right now. Not everyone's progress looks the same. And that's the thing about this entrepreneur who I hung out with in Marina Del Rey last week. Is she was comparing her journey, her story, her path to other people's paths. And I know it's easy. I know from my vantage point that it's really easy to look at me and say, wow, you can just launch a new program. You can launch a podcast. You can do all these different things. Well, yeah, my journey wasn't linear either. I mean, I had the idea for the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast for a very long time. I'm actually going to use the book as an even better example because the book was something that was living inside of me for so long. My first book, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, it's been read by thousands of entrepreneurs from all across the world. It's so cool seeing the reach that that book has gotten. That book, it frustrated me for a very long time. I always wanted to write a book. And it took until 2015. It took until I went to this entrepreneurial conference in Costa Rica back in 2015, where the guy at the front of the room said, raise your hand if you've ever written a book. And I looked around and I was one of only a few people who hadn't published a book yet. This was a conference full of super high-end successful entrepreneurs. That was the kick in the butt that I needed to come home back to the United States and write my first book. That entrepreneurs conference, did it feel like I was making progress on my book? No, but in reality, that kick up the butt, that was me making progress. That set me up for the progress that I then made. Now, I've got a book. Same thing's true of the podcast, same thing. I wanted to start this podcast for a very long time, but I had to clear the space to create my path to actually launching the podcast. So think about your life. A lot of this, though, starts at knowing what it is that you want. Until you've got that answer, you're going to find it to be very difficult to make real tangible progress. But remember, when you feel lost, that's part of your journey. That's part of your story. Don't get down on yourself. Because the progress that you're meant to be making will look completely different for you than it is for everybody else. So don't compare your chapter 1 to somebody else's chapter 20. That's all I've got for you in today's episode. I'm excited about this week's Strategy Wednesday episode. I'm going to talk about how you can better serve people and what your obligation to them is when it comes to sales and how you can use one very clever and effective sales strategy to start making more sales in your business. So tune in this Wednesday for another Strategy Wednesday episode here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.